Greetings from your host, Paige Estrotori, with Financial Services Online, offering expertise in insurance, finance, superannuation, and sound money management. Let's dive right into the top financial stories you need to know this Monday, July 14th, 2025. Recent analysis by Wealth Data has put a spotlight on a surprising trend within Australia's financial advisory sector. Despite an impressive number of 5,096 budding experts passing the financial advisor exam, a significant 33.31% are choosing not to practice. This raises the question, why the significant rise from 28.36% the prior year? The data doesn't lie, with the financial advisor register showing a worrying lack of new entries. Experts suggest structural and economic barriers are playing a key role here, which calls for serious contemplation by the industry. An enduring solution could lie in better mentorship and a revamping of the licensing processes to encourage more individuals into the sector. While we're still discussing financial security, a Finder's survey has revealed how Australians are banking more on family wealth these days. As many as 41% are expectant of an inheritance, with 10% even viewing it as essential for key financial goals like buying a house or retirement. However, before we set our hopes high, it's important to realize that around 58% acknowledge the possibility of no inheritance due to several circumstances. It's a sobering reminder to make individual financial plans a priority and not fall into a false sense of security. In more empowering news, an exciting partnership has surfaced between MUFG Pension and Market Services and Microsoft, with the aim of transforming the landscape of superannuation services. The five-year alliance focuses on enhancing investor engagement, automation of core processes, and reducing manual routine tasks. Leveraging Microsoft's AI capabilities, they aim to revolutionize interactions with superannuation fund members and listed companies. Expect more tailored support and innovations as they ride the wave of MPMS's cloud advancements. Lastly, let's turn to the real estate market. The Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to hold the interest rate steady at 3.85% has brought about promising opportunities for home buyers in Melbourne. Thanks to added housing supply and competitive prices, Melbourne presents a far more strategic choice than Sydney. While some cities have seen a spike, prices have dipped in Melbourne. Any future cuts to the interest rate could spur on this trend, making it a potential hotspot for both first-time buyers and investors. Remember to use these insights wisely and lean more about these subjects on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori saying stay informed and make the most of these opportunities. Goodbye for now.